USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Homicide defendant Kyle Rittenhouse in a Wisconsin courtroom testifying that he only shot two people during a deadly social justice protest in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year because he was defending himself. The 18-year-old accused of opening fire on protesters during that civil unrest after a police shooting in the city. Here, though, the judge in the case has an argument with the prosecution for alluding to a cell phone video of Rittenhouse that was taken before the shooting and that was ruled not allowed to be used in this case.
So why?
That was before the
defense testimony. Don't get brazen with me. You knew very well that an attorney can't go into these types of areas when the judge has already ruled.
A federal judge approving a $626 million settlement with tens of thousands of Flint, Michigan residents who drank water in that city that was tainted by lead. And this is USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
It saw final passage last Friday, and it's been on the president's desk ever since, but Joe Biden says he will be signing that surface infrastructure bill on this upcoming Monday. In the meantime, he's been making the rounds, out touting what that bill contains. On Wednesday, in Baltimore, where he was talking about all the things it holds to improve ports across America, like the Port of Baltimore.
We're going to reduce congestion. We're going to address repair and maintenance backlogs, deploy state-of-the-art technologies, and make our ports cleaner and more efficient.
Before Biden arrived in Baltimore, he stopped in Delaware, where he attended a funeral service for the first female governor to ever serve in the first state. Ruth Ann Minner died last week at 86. Investor fears about inflation causing all three major indexes on Wall Street to tank in Wednesday trading. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Houston's police chief saying that a theory he had about people being stabbed with drugs at that Texas music festival last Friday is, in fact, not the case. A preliminary investigation suggested someone may have jabbed a hypodermic needle into a security guard's neck. Troy Finner, the chief, now telling reporters the guard told officers he was hit in the head on Friday at the Astroworld concert and that it is unknown what kind of an object, if any, actually struck the guard, but apparently it was not a syringe as earlier suggested. More Americans say they are worried about a spike in crime. A new Gallup survey saying that anxieties about certain types of crimes are running high and surpassing levels seen before the pandemic struck. And that includes respondents frequently or occasionally thinking about getting mugged, being attacked while driving, and falling victim to identity theft. 74% of the people surveyed say they are legitimately worried about hackers taking their personal credit card or financial information. And younger women are investing more often. A new study from Fidelity Investments finds nearly 75% of millennial women invest aside from their retirement accounts. And coming to you from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.